I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
God bless you and you this morning. I don't care less what things may be, even though things in this life, it can put some bitter taste in your mouth, right? It can put some bitter taste inside of you. But one thing I do know, as the songwriter says, it will get better no matter what you're going through or no matter what you're facing. Trust me, you keep walking with the Spirit of the Lord, it will get better. Thank God for all of you tuning in, especially all this week. What a time we've been having all this week, especially if you've been plugged in with us all this week. If you've been plugged with us, you should be charged, or you should be about charged up and energized. You should be ready to go. My God, your wheels should be spinning, especially, my God, want to spend more time with the Lord. And some of you probably just want to get to know him a little bit better. Some of you probably want to sell out. But whatever it may be, it should be a charge that is surging in your spirit. Amen. Thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. We just thank God for each and every one of you. We want to acknowledge you that you've taken the time out to make us your social media church family. Amen. That we are helping you whatever the time of day it is here in the United States of America. Eastern Standard Time, we are beginning our morning session here. Some of you, you probably be wrapping up your day, my God, over there in international water. But wherever it may be, amen, the same God that we serve is the same God is over there. There's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen. What a blessing we've been having. I'm telling you, God is up to something, and I'm telling you, and he's not doing it without you. He want to make sure you are, my God, in the equation, what he's doing in this season. I heard a songwriter say, whatever you're doing in this season, please, Lord, don't forget about me. Amen. I just want to send that request out as well. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't forget about me or forget about us, our brothers and sisters. Amen. That we all know all and interceding in the Holy Ghost, for we could walk into the will of the Lord. Listen, I want to help you this morning. We're going to keep on digging in into some points in Psalm and wrap everything up, my God, between today and tomorrow, just for you to have your proper perspective, for you can keep going into the things of the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. I could care less what somebody say. They could tell you and prophesy, I see this, I see that. But if you don't have the proper you don't have the proper things in this proper place and walking in the spirit realm, trust me, amen, my God, they just taking you on a hoax ride, amen. And one thing about the enemy will see that and he will capitalize on that. Trust me, the enemy will try to give you things too to make you thinking you walking on the right path. Then he tried that with Jesus, amen. When Jesus was in the wilderness, trust me, he will try it with you, amen. I just give God the glory, and we're going to continue to give God the glory because it's none like him, amen. It's none like the Lord and our Lord and Savior, amen. I'm about ready to dive in, but we could go ahead and talk about some things and get into some things and really to see how this prospect, how to lay things out in our spiritual life and our spiritual walk, so we can keep growing in the relationship with God. That's what it's all about. My God, you got to push everything out your way, put it out to the side, and realize that at the end of the day, it's the relationship with God. And if that foundation is not built correctly, trust me, you're going to keep coming back revisiting that foundation. I don't want you to visit that foundation no more. I want you to go ahead and put that foundation down correctly. You begin to build your life, begin to build the different things that is, my God, that God has for you in your life, for you to keep achieving what God has for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, evangelist. Amen. Let's go to a word of prayer. We just thank God for what he is doing. God bless you.
God bless you too, Apostle. God bless each and every person that's on this line this morning. We just thank you this morning, Father God, as we come to you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you chose us to breathe into us this morning. Breathe your Holy Spirit, Father God. And Lord, we just want you to know, Lord, to just keep breathing, Father God. Just keep breathing on us, Lord Jesus. Keep us, Father God, in your safe haven, Father God. Keep us throughout the night, Father God. Throughout the morning, Father God. Throughout the day, Lord Jesus. Because we want more of you, Father God, and less of this world, Father God. We want to be in your presence, Father God, as we come to you this morning, offering you praise, Lord Jesus, offering you worship this morning, offering you every breath that's in our body, Father God. Lord, we just want to be connected this morning, Lord, to your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. We want to share you with everybody, Father God, and we just want to magnify you, Lord Jesus, glorify you, Lord Jesus, in everything that we do, Lord Jesus, every word that comes out of our mouth, Father God. We want it to glorify you, Father. Every step that we take, Lord Jesus, to glorify you, Father God. Lord, we want more of you, Lord Jesus. Continue to pour into us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the man of God, Lord Jesus, that you placed on this airwaves, Father God, so he can share your word, Father God. Be selfless, Lord Jesus. Give him everything, Lord Jesus, that you've given him, Father God, to the entirety, Father God, not holding anything back, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the tools, Father God. We thank you for the weapons, Lord Jesus, that you give us, Father God, to fight off all diabolical spirits, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the complete armor of God, Father God, so we can be protected, Father God, so we can be attentive, Lord Jesus, so we can know, Father God, the places and the places and things that we need to fight against, Father God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, Father God, but principalities, evil spirits, Father God, wickedness, Father God. Lord, we see the terrors by night, Lord Jesus, so we're able, Father God, to sidestep them, Father God. We thank you this morning, Lord, that we didn't have a miscarriage, Father God. We had no stillborn birth, Father God, but we had a delivery, Lord Jesus. Although it may have not been easy, Father God, although we may have had pain, Father God, even though we may have been stretched, Father God, we may have been put on bed rest, Father God, but we made it through, Lord Jesus. So as we go on today, Lord Jesus, we're in a place of acceptance, Father God, a place of expectation, Lord Jesus, ready to receive, Father God, not just receive, Lord Jesus, but to believe, Lord Jesus, everything that you have for us today, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, to clear our minds, renew our minds, Father God. Let yesterday be yesterday, Father God, and let us walk into the newness of the day, Lord Jesus. Let us, Father God, receive you, Father God. Penetrate hearts this morning, Father God. Break barriers this morning, Father God. Lord, we speak with authority this morning, Lord Jesus. We casting out demons, Father God. We have an awakened deliverance ministry this morning on this line, Father God. So I ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch everybody this morning. Let them know whatever that they're doing this morning, Father God, to make you them their first priority, Father God. Whatever they're doing right now, Father God, to set aside this hour right now, Father God, to be in your presence, Father God, to receive whatever it is that you have for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty prayer. I want you to take a minute and just worship the Lord with me and just worship the Lord in your home. And one thing about it, you want to keep a sweet spirit of the Lord around you and keep it around your aura. Amen. I just give God the praise. I'm telling you, I want to be where he is. Amen. Do you want to be where the Lord, and I'm talking about Father as presence. Amen. Presence with spirit. Amen. I just give God the glory. And we just lift him up because he is what? Worthy to be praised. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, the best is yet to come. You just got to keep pushing. You just got to keep going. You just got to keep allowing God to work these different areas and these different things out inside of you. And as you keep pushing, as you keep going, and as you keep moving, one thing I do know without a shadow of doubt, that your life, the things around you, it will be turned around. Amen. You have to go through something. There's a price to be paid for where you want to go. Amen. But you just got to keep going. My God Almighty, the Spirit of the Lord is not going to put too much on you. Then you can bear. It is, my God, it is what it is. Listen, I want to go into the area tonight, and we want to just go ahead and line some things up and put some things in its proper places, amen, but you can really understand and see the process, and as you keep growing in Christ, one thing that I love to do, I love to sit down and be able to break some things down for you to be able to go and begin to build the proper relationship with you and your Lord, amen, you and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for you to build a proper relationship, amen. Amen. It's good that we are in, we caught up into the blessings and into the things. But the thing about it is you don't need to be, that is not our mindset where you need to be at. Because the simple reason why, if you, my God, get caught up just into the blessings, then it seems like things is not working out in your life. You begin to try to go on a journey to do something about it. A lot of people get caught up in it because they get caught up in these journeys. Because we begin to have people that is not proper spiritually developed, and they call themselves a certain type of leader, and I'm not judging anybody, but this is still biblical, and the Bible calls them false prophets, false teachers, and different things like that, amen, because what they're saying out of their mouth is not really true, my God, to your life or to what they are speaking to, amen, and some things have to get put in this proper place, because if you just look at one area, that's all the things that you're going to be wanting to receive in your life. And if it doesn't happen for you, what's going to happen? Now the enemy is going to get ready to cause mind battles in your life. So now you're going to begin to think something that I did, I'm not doing something right, or I should be doing this here. My God, then it's easy to manipulate those out of their finances now, because now you're trying to find answers and you're trying to find the reason why things are not working out for me. My God, why these blessings or whatever I ask for, my God, it's not working out for me. Amen. One thing about the Spirit of the Lord, I want to let you all know this. God don't give us what we ask for. Amen. He give us what we need. Even if what we ask for is what we need, we shall receive it. But if what we ask for in prayer or in worship or however is not what we need, amen, trust me, the Spirit of the Lord, my God will not give it, because he want to give you what you need. Amen. So if you say you need, my God, $1,000, my God, and God said, no, you don't need $1,000. You need a budget and plan. And God begin to put things up in front of you. Even things might come on the TV about finance marketing, go to get classes. Amen. How to budget and how to do this. Amen. So he will give you everything that you need. Understand this. These are the ways for we can get into our life staying blessed. And our life being blessed, it don't have nothing to do with anybody else. That's something that has to do with between you, you and your Father. Amen. It's not because Pastor Temple causing you to get blessed. No, no, no. I'll probably give you some information. I could probably give you some teaching for you could apply it, or you could use it, or you could come in understanding for you could tap into your own blessings for your own life. Amen. I have my own residence. You have your own residence. I have my own vehicle. You have your own vehicle. I have my own bank account. You have your own bank account. I have my own clothes. You have your own clothes. So therefore, the blessings that God has for your life, amen, it is for who? It is for you. I'm starting to warm up right now. It is for who? It is for you. Amen. I have my own health. You have your own health. If your health go to shaky, my health still be fine. So why? Because my health is my health. Your health is your health. My God, your belief is your belief. My belief is who belief? My belief. So therefore, what God has for me, I feel somebody just hollered in the spirit realm. What God has for you, it is for you. It is for who? It is for you. You. God already established the blessings that is on your life. God already established the different things that he already knew that you're going to come to a checkpoint in your life that you're going to need to, that you're going to need to receive. Now, it is different things that in the Bible that we have to line up with so we can begin to and continue to receive the of the Lord. And one thing I want to let you all know that if anybody come in the spirit realm and try to give you, my God, Almighty, a quick rich, my God, a recipe or a quick rich formula, trust me, I'm telling you, that is a quick rich scheme. Amen? Because it ain't nothing quick rich here. It's all about structure. It's all about order. It's all about obedience. Amen? Walking with God, being in his will. I can care less what kind of quick rich spiritual method that you try to use. Let me tell you something. Is eventually you're going to realize that you was a part of a spiritual scam, because it's only one way to do it, and that is the right way, the biblical way, and what says God. Y'all hear me this morning? Amen. So therefore, I want to go to the beginning, because at the beginning, like we talked about on yesterday, we talked about trauma that was happening in your mid-session. It's an old saying, my God, that you cannot, my God, clean a fish until you catch it. You have to catch the fish first, then you're going to be able to clean it. And they was and that slogan was represented as souls, amen. You cannot catch a soul, amen. You cannot try to straighten the soul out, tell the soul about their wrongdoing, what they need to do until they caught. And what I mean by they caught, they are sold out. They are in the will of the Father. Amen. But other than that, we begin to what? The scripture declares that we are witness. We bear witness of our Lord and Savior. We bear witness. We are his ministers. We are a mouthpiece according to the Lord, to individuals, my God, that is seeking and looking for something else. But before we even get to our part, my God Almighty, this is where in the water or in the place where you are, where God begins to deal with you about you. See, you cannot enter into a new relationship unless the old one is closed. Amen. Unless the old hurt is dealt with, unless the old issue is dealt with. Because even though, my God, you're ready to move on, but if you still have some of that trauma that we talked about, amen, you're going to bring it into the next relationship, and guess what? You're going to be looking at all that stuff funny. You're going to be looking at that stuff sideways, and where these people don't got nothing to do with what you got going on, amen? It's so funny to me where, my God, it's funny now, because I meet so many people for the first time, and for the first time, people will have their impression about you. They will have their thoughts about you, regardless if they have facts or not. Most of the time, they don't have no facts, my God, only theories and only gossip, my God, about you, amen? How many of you all experience that, my God? You meet for somebody for the first time, and all of a sudden, they got all these theories and all these assumptions about who you are and all that, because they can only see things from where they come from, amen? They're just meeting somebody new. They can only see things from the perception where they come from. They cannot see what God allowed ahead to them because they're still dealing with some trauma. So what God does, he deal with you behind the scene, closed doors, trying to get you together. Because why? I cannot tell you unless you don't dealt with something. Sometimes people think that their relationship with God is built up off of true love. No, it's no different than a relationship in the natural. Some of our relationship in the natural is not built up off true love. It's built up off of lust. I'm gonna give you a minute and let you digest that for a second. Amen. Some of it is built up off of lust. Amen. Lust of the eye. My God. Lust of the flesh. But we got some folks just got so much of lust, and that's where the relationship built up. What God could do for you. What God can come give you. What God, I heard that he's a blessing over here. I heard that he's a blessing over there. I heard that he could give give your houses on a million hills. Girl, I heard that he's a healer. I went to the church one day. I heard that he's a deliverer. I went over here one day, and I heard that he paid bills. He paid bills, girl. Man, I need to find that brother. He paid bills. So now we begin to be attracted because now our ears, our inner gaze is beginning to be filled with lust. And now, my God, now when we get in a relationship, in a relationship with God, and we have that lust thing going on, what's going to happen when your life begins to be rocky, when your life begins to be shaken? Now here comes a trial. And when the trial comes in your life, and because your life was filled on the lust, other words, your spiritual sugar daddy and your spiritual sugar daddy is not kicking out no more. Now it's time to jump ship. Now it's time to leave. It's time to leave your church, time to leave the minister, the ministry. One moment, one season, you love your pastor. Next season, he's a liar. One season, you love your prayer partner. Next season, your prayer partner got too much going on. One season, you love, my God, with all the prophets and the prophetess and all this stuff they were saying. Next season, they are devil. I don't know what they season. Amen? Because your relationship was built off of what God could do for you, not who he is. I'm going to stop right there, my God Almighty, and let you digest that for a second. And when we don't build our relationship off of with God for who he is, my God, and the love that we have for him, you're going to be always have these ups and downs and round and round. People will bring you in and out of relationship because it was never built on the foundation with God. That's the first thing, amen, my God, to make sure that I have some, my God, foundation built with God. And this is the place to where many people don't take the time to get with God, take the time to know God. What is that time, Pastor? Well, it don't have nothing to do with me. It just has something to do with yourself. Amen. That's where me coming in and spending time with God in the Word. I'm in the Word of God because I'm trying to know more about God. I'm in the Word of God. I'm trying to know who God is. Amen. I thank God for Peter, Paul, Moses. I thank God for Noah, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham. I thank God for all these translations. Trust me, when I get to heaven, I should be able to sit down and talk to them about their life personally. Y'all hear me this morning. I should be able to talk to their life personally. But what I want to know about now, I want to know about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Because I refuse to go back where I came from. I refuse to keep walking like I've been walking. Something is up here. Something is wrong here. My God, I need to change my vocabulary. I need to change some things that is inside of me because I'm still walking around the same place in the same mountain. I'm still trying to hold on, but it looks like I'm not holding on anything anymore. And something in my walk, my God, as I'm troubleshooting, that is not lining up, my God Almighty, to what the scripture declares, how the blessings of the Lord going to run me down, chase me down, and run me over, how God's going to open up the window of heaven and pour me out a blessing. I'm a child of God, too, and what God has for me, it is for who? It is for me, amen. I declare and decree, my God, on this morning, amen, that you're going to begin to build a true relationship up with God. If your relationship built up off the lust of the flesh, how do you know if it's built up off the lust of the flesh? Amen. Because, my God, if he don't come in when you want him to come in to take care of financial need, now you want to quit him and quit everybody else. That's lust, baby. If he don't come in to deal with your emotional needs, amen, when you want him to deal with your emotional ease. Not only that lust, you got control issue as well. And the Bible says that it's a form of witchcraft. Amen. So we as saints of God, I'm not talking about the world, we need to search our own heart before we can try to search somebody else's heart. Y'all hear me this morning? Because why? I want results in my life. I want results that God has for me. How many of you this morning, amen, you woke up with God on your mind? Not only with God on your mind, but results that is going to take place today. Results going to get ready to happen in the next couple of hours. I want some results, amen. If I deal with it and I serve and I got a result Father. Well, I have results in my DNA. I'm ready to walk in where results in the name of Jesus. So now, watch this. So now we got to make sure we ain't walking with lust before I say I do to the Father, before I become the bride, before you become the bride. Because one thing about it, if it's something that has been not built up correctly, it is going to manifest itself. I don't care what relationship you get in. If the relationship is not built up correctly or you have the wrong motives about the relationship, amen, my God, it will, my God, it will come to an end. The Bible describes it. How can you build your house on a sinking sand, amen, that is not wise at all? I want to tell you this here, my God, about it no longer in this season, because God's going to connect you with, regardless of where you at in the world, regardless of where you at internationally, no longer in this season, that you're going to begin to deal with contractors that is used to building their house and used trying to build different things on sinking sand. No longer you're going to be dealing with shade tree mechanics, amen, that is trying to, my God, put you back together again for a couple of dollars, for a couple of cents, amen. No longer. It's not going to work. I declare and decree from this moment in your life, at a checkpoint right now, everything that is going to come in your life, it's going to be solid. Everything that God is going to connect you with, it's going to be solid. Everything that God is going to pour inside of you, it's going to be solid. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to realize that God does have some, as the book of Ephesians called it, my God, that he gave some, prophets gave some, pastors gave some, apostles gave some, teachers gave some, my God, pastor, I declare and decree, you're going to experience and you're going to realize that God is still in the working business, still in America business, and everything that you heard about him, that he, my God, may not come when I want him, but he always be on time, that my God, no matter what I go through, when I look towards the hill, which coming my help coming from the Lord. I declare and decree that it will be so. No longer you're going to mix your two different ministry ideology and get this and get that. Your hand should be on the sparrow, my God, what the Lord is doing in your life. Somebody say growth this morning. Grow. I got to grow. I got to grow. I can't stay here. I got to grow. I can't keep living here. I got to grow. I can't be in this same place. I got to grow. I declare and decree. As you're growing, your vocabulary is going to change. Your thinking is going to change. Your words, but now it's going to change in this season, because God got greater for who? For you. Baby, you paid a price. God got greater. My God, let me slow down for a second. Listen, as you keep walking and you begin to line up the relationship with God and understand that, hey, I've been in lust for a long time. I've been in lust of the eye, because it's not by what I develop. I've been in lust because of what people develop. Baby, let me give you the real deal. If you are not in the will of God, I can care less what somebody try to tell you, how much money you give out or spend out. Baby, you are not going to see anything come back to you. You're about to hear me up in here, because at the end of the day, you just gave the way free earned free money that comes for you. Because one thing I know about God, I've been on this walk for a long time, and one thing I do know about God, I don't have to give you $2,000 for God to give me a healing, amen. The Bible declares I give you the power not only to cast out, but also to heal the hit. The thing about it is, and one thing about the devil, I feel like I'm talking to somebody this morning, he capitalized off of a couple of things. One of the things he capitalized off of what you don't know. Another thing that the devil capitalized on, what you really don't believe. Y'all hear me? Many of us know that God can take our life from one place and another. But the question is, do you really believe it? Do you really believe that God could turn you around? Do you really believe that God could change, my God Almighty, where you at right now? Do you really believe that you could have, my God, you could be a wealthy woman? You could be a wealthy man. Do you really believe, or is some doubt there? See, the enemy capitalized off of that. See, when you don't have the correct information or what you don't know, amen. amen. The enemy, he love it because he want to capitalize off of you. He's going to capitalize off of that. But when you know the word of God, that's why it's very important to get to know your partner. That's why it's very important you got to have some sit-down courtships, amen, with the Lord. It ain't nothing wrong with courting your father, sitting down, getting to know him, sitting down, my God, communing with him. So many people don't quote God for themselves. My God, they quote God off of what somebody else says. Y'all hear me? They quote God off of what somebody else testimony. But baby, when you quote him for yourself, nobody can shake your faith. Because why? Because I already know him. Because you can't take away my experience. You can't take away what he did for me. You can't take away what he showed me and it came to pass. You can't take it away from me for who he is. I don't care what you say, but you can't take away my blessing, my experience, how God showed up, my God, when they counted me out and God showed up and he counted me in. When the doctor said it ain't going to work and God said 3 or 4 years later, I told you it is going to work. My God almighty, you cannot take my experience with me. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that this season that you're going to walk into and many more seasons, that you will not have an ear to listen to spiritual robbers robbing you from your walk with your father, robbing you from your walk with God, because it wasn't their prayer, baby. God was just allowing you, letting you to get your mind lined up within him, my God, for he can open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I got news for you. It's been you the whole time. It's been you, my God, that God was waiting on the whole time. It's been you that God was waiting on to hear the whole time. But it's not when you want it, but it's in God's set timing. Somebody need to say God set timing this morning. So praise God. I'm almost done and I'm finna get ready to go. So in God's set timing, the enemy capitalized what you don't know, because God don't need all this. My God, God don't need all that. Heaven don't need your dollar bills. As a matter of fact, the heaven don't even need them individual faith that is on your dollar bill. My God, because my God, majority of them ain't saved anyways, or atheists anyways, didn't believe in him anyways. Why heaven need them on that dollar bill and say that's going to heaven? Amen. You got to understand the Bible declares that I give you the power to get wealth. I'm going to say that again. I give you the what? The power to get wealth. To get wealth, I declare and decree that this going to wrap around and digest in your spiritual system, that you're going to understand that God gave me the power to get wealth. Regardless if the wealth is my peace, if my joy, regardless if that wealth, my God almighty, is financially, if that wealth is my health, regardless of what it is, but all I know that the power, life, and death is in where? It's in my tongue. I declare and decree this morning that you're going to begin to speak life in your situation. You're going to begin to speak life in your circumstances. You're going to begin to speak life everything around you. You're going to begin to tell yourself that you shall live and not die, and you're going to declare the works of the Lord and what the works that God has for you. I declare and decree, when you begin to open up your mouth, you ain't going to open up your mouth and say you're struggling and say things are hard, say you don't have. You have all things through Christ who strengthened you. This morning, I declare and decree, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, you shall be strengthened by the Spirit of the living God. You shall walk by faith and not by sight. You shall, in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. My God almighty, everything around you is going to change. Every vision that you see is going to change. Even when you go to work, my God almighty, your perception of your job is going to change. How you do your job is going to change. You ain't going to recognize in the next 30 days, I prophesy, you ain't going to recognize
who this new man is, who this new woman is, in the name, my God Almighty, I thank you that stand in the Holy Ghost of Jesus. Come on here, evangelist, jump on in.
I can tell you right now, Apostle, that God turning things around right now. God is turning things around for those that's in a place of receiving right now. Those that's in a place of believing right now. And how do I know? Because he's turning it around for me. I can't talk about something that I don't know. I didn't been down in the gutter. He raised me up. I didn't been to a place where I needed to put my hand up and hold on to his unchanging hand. But I was in a place of receiving. I was in a place of nakedness. I was in a place of being transparent. Exposure had to come into there. And as I sit and tell you on today, as I walk into my newness day by day, God is changing things around. Are you in a position? Are you in a place where you ready for God to do something for you? Because he is changing things around. So I sit and tell you right now, get in that water. Get into the water right now. Leave everything. Leave everything right there. Leave it right where it's at. Take a step. Move into that water. Go around and around with God, not around and around with the world, but around with God, and get into the movement, that movement of knowing him, that new movement in trusting in him, that movement in believing in him, that movement in receiving the blessings that he has for you, because he is turning things around and around. Are you in that movement? Back to you, Apostle.
Many people got to understand in their walk and also in their movement, you got to understand acceptance. Amen. My God, one thing I love what Evangel was talking about, she accepted responsibility that has to do with herself. Not nothing had to do with the devil. Not nothing had to do with anybody else. Amen. This is the thing that many of people, you got to come into the relationship with, because before a marriage could be a healthy marriage, it's good to lay all your dirty laundry on the table. Amen. It's good to deal with the skeletons in the closet. You might not want to deal with a skeleton in the closet after you say I do. Why? Because that probably be too much for a person, my God, that you made a commitment with to handle. Y'all hear me? Y'all hit me here. Help me here. So therefore I deal with everything at the beginning of the table. Many of us, my God Almighty, you got to deal with your dirty laundry. You just cannot keep living life and walking with God, not dealing with, my God, the issues that dwell in yourself. Can I share a little secret with you? Amen. Nobody cannot stop you from being blessed and receiving the things from God other than who? Yourself. Your haters can't stop you. I don't care if they are a voodoo worker, a doctor who sell, a doctor worker, which doctor, I can care less. It's not going to work, because they tried it with me, but guess what? It ain't going to work. They realize that their anointing and God's approval and walking in God's will is more powerful than any dust or any, my God Almighty, witchcraft or voodoo or any kind of mess that somebody could try to put on you. It's greater than that. It's no way that the darkness can defeat the light. If you think so, well, I'm going to give you a science project. And the science project is you turn off all the lights. Get in a dark place. Matter of fact, walk in your closet. Don't make sure no light is shining in. And I want you to get your phone and turn on your phone. If your phone is able to penetrate and illuminate the darkness around you, that shows you what's going on in the spirit. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying right now, it's nothing too hard for God. You could turn your life around right now. You could turn your situation around right now. Do you want healing? You could go ahead and walk in it right now. Do you want things for God? You could walk in it for right now. Your mind could turn around when right now, because it's nothing unless you allow it. It's there to overtake you. It's there to penetrate you. How many of you know that I can do all things through Christ? Oh yes, who strengthened me? So you got to understand that in this relationship with God, the first step that many of you need to be doing is emptying out your dirty laundry, my God, have accountability, my God, and let God know, my God, yeah, I love that, my God, I was a gospel with God. my God. But I had an itching ear. It was me, my God. I love that. I love getting drunk on the weekends, God. I love getting high to submerge my problem. See, you got to understand, God already know, but he's just waiting on you to be true with him. Baby, stop dumping out your dirt and luxury when it's convenient for you. You want to go ahead because why? God want to build a solid relationship with you. He want to build a solid relationship, my God, from you. And we cannot have no contamination in our concrete. We cannot have anything to contaminate, my God Almighty, what this solid foundation is. Because once you understand, you know what, God, it's me. I don't have to tell everybody. I don't have to let everybody know. But I'm going to let you know. Because why? I'm planning on selling out with you. I'm planning on marrying you. I'm planning on walking in covenant with you. I'm planning on, my God. And I want you to know everything about me. Because when you say I do, you're going to understand that you said I do to a liar. You said I do to a cheater. You said I do to a homosexuality. You said I do. My God Almighty. And I'm going to accept the fact that you're going to help me to get it right. You're going to help me to get things in order. But I want to just show you who I am. That's why I'm coming to you, Lord, my God Almighty, who I am. I'm coming to you, my God Almighty, for who I am. I'm telling you right now today, my God Almighty, if many of us get away from this lust relationship and get into a true relationship, your life is going to turn around. Your matter of fact, once you done made that up, your life is already starting to turn around. Because, baby, let me tell you something. I want to share with you again. Nobody cannot stop you from being blessed. If the blessings is not flowing in your life, you better go and recheck your relationship. You better go and recheck yourself. Is you giving God something in this relationship that he did not sign up for, but you assume that he did? My God Almighty, because he knows all things, but baby, you got to empty yourself out. The Bible declares about you stripping yourself naked, exposing every area of who you are. And let me tell you something. One thing I love about exposing myself to God, I don't worry about how to hear it on China 5. I don't have to worry about hearing it on CNN. I don't have to worry about hearing it through the grapevine. Because, baby, when you deal with gossip, that's what gossip does. It gossip. You can't get mad at a gossiper. Can I talk to somebody? You can't get mad at a gossiper. They doing their job effectively. They doing their job good. You want to give them some news, a gossip going to take it and juice it up. Amen. But when you give it to Father, when you cast your cares upon him, the heavens got a pipe. The heavens got a place to where it keeps things in a secret place. It keeps things between you and the Father. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that it is so, and you're going to walk in it in the name of Jesus. Come on, evangelist.
Do you have your walking shoes on? Do you have your walking shoes on? Are your motives pure? Because, see, God is looking at our heart. God examines our heart. So when we go into him with that nakedness and that exposure, as apostles say, he already knows. Where's your motives? Are your motives pure? Are you trusting the Lord? Because if you trust in him and you got that relationship together, just know he's right there. The word of God says he never leaves us, neither does he forsake us. We turn our back on him. But we're in a place right now. We are in a place right now. It is no coincidence that you are on this line this morning, that you're hearing these words, that you're hearing that you need to develop an intimate relationship with God. Because even though things are looking bleak and things are looking one way, God is doing something else. Are you ready to be put in a place where things can change around for you? Because the tools are being given to you. His words are being spoken. No words are being altered here. Everything is coming from the truth. Everything is coming from experience. Everything is coming because we have stripped naked, laid out before the Lord, and confessed and repented and asked for forgiveness and said, God, we need you. God, move me. God, I can't do it by myself. God, help me because I want a better life. I want to be married to you. I want to sit and say, to death do us part and let nothing sever what we have. So there are some things that has to be moved out of the way. There are some people that got to be kicked to the side and never picked that mission is for me to deliver my baby, not one baby, multiple babies. Where are you at today? Because God is in the midst on this line today. God is right here. God is telling you, come draw nearer to thee. This is why I have Apostle Temple up in the wee hours of the morning, feeding his soul, feeding his spirit, so I can relinquish out to you. Hear what I'm saying, because I'm not just sitting here saying something. I'm saying something very important. It's nothing lustful about me. I'm a permanent God. I'm a God that will never change. And this is where I need you to be, in my presence right now, knowing me, knowing exactly what I can do. Back to you, Apostle.
One thing about God, say so, God, he is not going to sign up to be your sugar daddy. He's not going to do that. Many people try to use God as a boyfriend or as somebody that they want around, but they want the husband or they want the wife. They want that blessing or pleasures or works, but they don't want to make the husband or the wife commitment. They don't want to make that covenant. Amen. If anybody try to give you and tell you that God's going to give you the covenant relation, the covenant blessings by you not being in covenant, having a covenant commitment, they lie to you. I don't care how much tithes you pay. I don't care how much offering you give. I don't care how much sacrifice they tell you to do. I don't care how many times you got to turn around. How many times you cannot receive something from your husband, and if you got a grounded wife or grounded woman or ground, they'll put a stop to you. They say, uh-uh, you want wifey material, you want wifey stuff, but you don't want to have though. You don't want to give me that marriage commitment. You don't want to give me that covenant commitment. Some of us, we need to give this covenant commitment to God. Some of us need to realize and recheck our relationship with God. Many of us thinking that we could come in a relationship or in a marriage and we could begin to play games with him. You cannot play games with God and think you're going to find out that he's a provider. No, baby. You can't play games with God and find out that he's a healer. No, it's not going to work. You're going to either be committed to him or either you're not. You can't be committed. You cannot be committed to God and be committed to the clubs. One minute I'm in the club, next minute I'm with God. How would your husband would feel, or if anybody in a covenant relationship, how would you think that they will feel that knowing that you're going to a place that people don't know you, you don't know them, but you're just going there to party. You're just going there to party. And know that you got some prowls, the individual that you got some wolves that is lurking to ready to catch you. And they'll catch you at your vulnerable time to where they'll snatch you. The enemy, my God, the adversary is waiting on your vulnerable time. He's waiting on you to get born. He's very patient, the money being, and waiting on your vulnerable time for he could just catch you. I want you all to do something for me this day. I want you to reexamine your relationship, your walk with God. Some of you have a relationship that your relationship is not committed. It's just committed as a boyfriend and a girlfriend level. That is not a committed relationship. That is a relationship that, God, I still want to quote you, but I'm just not ready for the marriage commitment. So if you're not ready for the marriage commitment, if God don't show up and be your provider, he's not obligated to. He's not obligated to show up. Because why? He don't have a commitment from you. Amen. My sheep knows my voice. The stranger will not follow. I don't care who it is. If you're in a committed relationship, that's all you want. You want your person. You want your spouse. You want that person you're in a committed relationship. You want that person. I want to tell these women that is on the line. You done been with a man for a year, 2 years, and 3 years, quoting them, and now you ready to get married, committed, and they still ain't ready to get committed with you. Baby, I'm telling you something. Something ain't right with that. And you giving up the wifey and thinking you're going to receive back the husband? No, 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 no. Because why? The commitment is out. There's no commitment is there. You want a solid relationship, and that means a solid commitment. You don't want a relationship that is built off of lust, because a lot of times some people build their relationship off of intimacy. Ooh, this is some good intimacy right here. There's some good stuff right here. But what if a medical condition happened? and you're not able to be intimate with that partner that you built that relationship off with. Where that partner is going to be going on a prowl and looking for somebody else because you cannot produce. So you don't want to build the relationship off of lust with God. You want to build the relationship off of true love. What is true love, Pastor? True love is has no condition. True love would say, I don't care if you're in a valley, we both is in a valley. I don't care if you're in a gutter, we both is in a gutter. I don't care if we get evicted and we got to go in our car, we both are in our cars. True love, I'm going to walk with you. You walk with me in spite of your faults. We ain't going to leave each other because of hard times. We ain't going to walk away from each other because things are just getting a little weary. I understood what I was getting into before I got into it. Why? Because you did what you're supposed to do. You strip yourself naked. You expose everything about yourself. So I cannot complain. This is where God said, I can't leave you. Why you can't leave me, God? Because you told me you was a cheater before I marry you. Told me you was a backbiter before I marry you. So we're going to get this thing right. And I'm going to be led to be with you. Scripture declares and put it like this. I am married to the backsliders. My God Almighty. I want to bring that invitation to each and every one of you this morning to examine yourself because God has blessings with your name on it, and it's not a building that is looking to bless you. It's God. It's not a building that was the one that was because we get on a mic and hoop and holler and you feel good. No, baby, it's have everything to do with you. In your relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, daughter, or you don't have a relationship with God, brother, you could go and do all that hooping and all that dipping and all that, but you still going to come back to a place of discord, place of chaos, mind all everywhere. You're still going to come back to the same old. And that's why many of you have been coming back to the same old. But I want it to stop. I can't get you high in the spirit realm and thinking that's going to solve it. No, we got to go into the root of the issue for God to fix it. Then your finances that is bleeding is going to stop. Opportunities that you are looking for God is going to stop. Your health. My God, you're going to begin to see that God's going to do things in his own timing. And even though you might have a condition, that condition is not going to be the one that take you out. Oh, that's going to stop. You're going to find out that your life is more at peace. You don't have to worry about purchasing something and always looking out the window and see if the repo man going to come and repo it because you're too much behind. It's nothing going to be high because you're going to learn this relationship with God. You're going to learn how to do your part and your commitment. My God, I feel a teaching. This is your time. It is your season. To recognize who? Recognize God that walks with you. Not God walk with pastor. Not God walk with this man on this phone. Not God walk with apostle. Not God walk with somebody else. Your mother them, your grandma them, auntie them, and uncle them. Not God walk with them, but the God that you know. I love the way the Bible put it, the man of God said, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. Individually suffering. That's your God. That's your God. And I'm talking about your God. He want to bless you. But some of you, he wants you to stop cheating on him. He's not in a relationship for adultery. He wants you all to himself. Some of you, he wants you to be come in this commitment. Because you continue to ask him to pay your bills, but you are not committed to him. He said he's not your sugar daddy. He don't only show up when you have a need, but he want to live there with you. He want to be there with you. I'm not going to open up the lines this morning because I want you to take a self-evaluation. I pray that the Holy Ghost begin to help you to search your heart and search your life so you could come into the true relationship with God. Then once you enter into that place, baby, I'm going to show you how to build a blessed life. But first, we got to come into the truth. This is what I want. Ask yourself, is this what I want? This is the commitment that I want. If this is the relationship I want to be in. This is the relationship that I want to walk in, that I want to commit to. If this so, get ready for your ride of your life. But it's time for you to get away from some things. Until this time tomorrow morning, we're going to finish this. I bless you, and I thank God for each and every one of you.